from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to thank the members of the media for joining us. We're going to update the community on a fatal shooting that occurred last night. Very tragic shooting. I'm here with Erie County District Attorney Michael Caine, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia, our City Council President Christopher Scanlon, and also South District Council Member Lovejoy District Council Member Bowman. This is a very difficult situation, a very tragic situation. About 9:30 last night, at a family gathering, a three-year-old was struck by gunfire and died from his wounds. His seven-year-old sister grazed by gunfire and will survive. Police response was very swift. Police were on scene very quickly. Commissioner Grimalia will give more information about the police response. The gunfire was not related to the family gathering. It was a hot night. There were a lot of people out on Domitian, a lot of people that were out that were not connected to the family gathering. Two children out with their family, a three-year-old riding his tricycle, having fun with members of his family on a hot summer night, his seven-year-old big sister right by his side, and out of nowhere, gunfire erupts, and the children are struck by gunfire. I'm gonna, in a moment, turn things over to our police commissioner and to District Attorney Caine, but I know the question that comes up is, how do you feel about what occurred, Mayor? Well, I am heartbroken by what occurred. And I think all of us are sick and tired of standing up and announcing situations like this to the community. I will tell you that it is additionally heartbreaking that the mom of these two children are known to some of us. She is a strong woman. She is a woman that is active in the community. She is a member of the Most Valuable Parents Organization, and she is out consistently working with other families, working with children, trying to keep families safe, trying to keep children in our community safe, and this happens to her children. So I'm heartbroken today. I'm a little out of sorts today. I'll be very honest about that. The guns have to be put down. There's no reason for all of these illegal weapons to be on the streets. And I've said this before, I'll say it again, to 50% of the lawmakers in Washington, D.C., who don't seem to have any care or concern for human life, because this is happening all over the United States of America, in urban communities, in suburban communities, in rural communities. There are too many illegal guns on the streets of the United States of America, and something could be done about it in a heartbeat if 50% of the lawmakers in Washington, D.C. didn't value the gun lobby over human life. So this is a difficult day for all of us. This is a painful day for all of us. And we're asking the community for their continued cooperation. The community has been very helpful to the Buffalo Police Department. A lot of information has come in. We need more information to come in so that we can make sure that the person or persons responsible for this are arrested and brought to justice. I will say finally that there were two persons of interest that were interviewed last night by the Buffalo Police. So a great deal of progress is being made on this investigation. And while I am happy about the progress, I wish we did not have to be here talking about the loss of life of a precious three-year-old child in our community. Commissioner Grimaglia.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, here we are again, talking about a baby being murdered, being senselessly shot on the streets of the city of Buffalo. Back in 2018, we had an 18-month-old that was shot and killed. In 2021, we had a five-year-old that was shot and killed. And now we're talking about a child that was several weeks shy of his fourth birthday, shot senselessly. About 9:30 last night, Buffalo Police received a call of shots fired, which was upgraded to a shooting call that had said a baby who had been shot was in Charlie District, right on the border. Edward District officers were on scene very, very quickly. A lieutenant, two officers were on scene. Quickly observed the baby that had been shot and scooped up that baby, put him in the back of a police car, and raced to ECMC and did everything they could to expedite care of that child. Unfortunately, the child was declared dead at ECMC. A seven-year-old was transported to Children's Hospital by AMR with a graze wound. Fortunately, it was just a graze, and that seven-year-old girl will be okay, physically okay. There were a significant amount of police activity on the street. They were on scene, locked down the scene very quickly. As the mayor said, they were two persons of interest that were quickly detained and brought back to Buffalo Police Headquarters. Ultimately, they were released as the investigation continues. There is more investigating to be done on that. We are moving very rapidly. The district attorney's office was immediately engaged, and both facets are working on this. There was a gun recovered last night. That gun is being tested as we speak. Erie County Central Police Services lab came in today, and hopefully we'll have answers for us within the next day on the results of that gun. The detectives were out all last night. They were back out at it again today, canvassing for video. You know, again, it was a very, very warm night last night.
The evaluation and testing of the evidence that was recovered from the scene. So we are making progress. But I want to again echo what Commissioner Grimaglia said and the mayor. There are a number of people out on the street last night. There are witnesses to this crime, to this horrific crime. And the people responsible for this three-year-old boy being murdered should be brought to justice. This investigation has made significant progress. But with the cooperation of the witnesses, and they are out there, we promise you that they are out there. And I'm confident that if they come forward, we will quickly bring this case to conclusion and not only complete our investigation, but arrest and prosecute the individual responsible for this murder. That's all I have for now. I'm going to turn it over to council member and council.
I'll stop here.
Oh, sorry, Mayor.
Thank you, District Attorney Mike Kane, and we certainly appreciate the close partnership with the Erie County District Attorney's Office. The procedure that we use in the city of Buffalo, any time that there is an incident or issue, my office notifies the city council president, and we notify the district council member. So now I'm going to ask Council President Christopher Scanlon and Lovejoy District Councilmember Brian Bowman to come to the podium and make their comments.
Thank you, Mayor. Last night when I heard about the incident, I was sick to my stomach. I don't know how many of you know this, but I am the father of a three-year-old and a seven-year-old. And to think that those could have been my children, my heart absolutely breaks for the family involved. But as time has gone on and I'm sitting here today, and I don't know if it's the right emotion to have, but I'm angry. I'm angry for this family. I am devastated for this three-year-old that isn't going to get a chance to live their life. I think the mayor hit the nail on the head when he's talking about certain legislators at every level of government who are fighting back against certain gun regulations. Enough is enough. How long are we going to let babies just snatched away from their families? I mean, these are babies, 3 years old, 7 years old, and it's got to stop. Enough is enough. And I can tell you this, those legislators that tend to fight back about this, or I should actually say, you know, Commissioner mentioned this family out on this street just trying to enjoy a beautiful summer night, and they're not allowed to do that because of the violence taking place in certain parts. And I can tell you this, that all across this country, that if certain legislators had incidents like this taking place on the corners of the Middlesexes and the Nottinghams of the world, you would see them fighting to have the National Guard out in those neighborhoods to protect against this type of senseless, stupid violence. And I'm just sick and tired of it, and I'm angry, and I'm heartbroken for this mother who's out here every day trying to make our community better for her children, for other children across the city of Buffalo, and now she loses a three-year-old child because of it, because of this nonsense. So please, I'm just begging people to cut it out. Enough is enough. Thank you.
Lovejoy District Councilmember Bowman.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you to everyone up here who has responded immediately to this tragedy. Much like everyone up here, I'm angry, I'm outraged. When is it going to be enough? This is a very sad day for the residents in the Schiller Park community, the residents in the city of Buffalo. You know, I'm as council member talking to you, I'm thinking about residents who are concerned and scared to have their kids out on their front lawns. As a father, I'm heartbroken for the mother who lost a three-year-old child, who had a seven-year-old injured. We need to have this violence stop. We need to be able to have our communities and the residents in our communities be safe. I know everyone on this stage is committed to bringing justice for this family. We need justice. This is not okay, and I will work with everyone up here to bring justice for the family. Thank you.
Thank you, Council President Scanlon and Lovejoy Council Member Brian Bowman. We will now open up to questions that the members of the media have.
Is this the only gun that you think was fired that night, or was there
gunplay, or was one gun shooting?
Commissioner?
I'm not going to get too deep into the evidence. There were multiple shell casings recovered, but that's going to be up to the lab to determine the origins of that. Right now, we believe one shooter, one gun was fired, but that'll ultimately be determined.
The person was it a teenager or?
I'm not going to get into any pedigree information, ages, or anything of the persons of interest that were brought in. It was an excellent, fast police response that got us in the position that we're in. To be able to be in a little further position than we could have been. You know, kudos to the police officers that are out there. They work hard every day, every night. You know, and I also think about the officers and the lieutenant that transported that baby to the hospital. I went to see them last night. I was out on the scene. I went to ECMC. You know, we make sure that we get some wraparound support for them because it's traumatic as well for them to, you know, to do what they did. So the officers out there last night, and there was a significant police response. There was a lot going on. We had officers from just about every district in the city helping. It was a wide area, a large scene, and a lot of great police work was done last night, and our detectives are now running with that police work.
Are you able to give us any more information regarding the firearm? Was it handgun, automatic?
I'm not going to get into the details of that. That will come. Just give us a little bit of time, and there's some things that we just can't put out, you understand, but we will get more information out when the time comes.
Is it your thought that these children are not the targets? They were just unintended?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way possible a 3 and a 7-year-old were the targets. I understand your question, but no, there's no way they were the targets of this. You know, the motive of the shots being fired and the shooters, what their motive was, you know, we will work to determine that. Whether it was another target or if it was shots being fired into a crowd, we'll work to determine that. But no, there's no way these kids were targeted.
Were they on a bike, foot, car? Do you know any of that stuff?
The suspects? Again, I'm not going to get into what we've collected and what information we've collected. Again, that'll all come out.
Couple more.
Mr. Mayor, I don't want to get into business too much, but I want to kind of ask you. I saw you were very shaken up, just sharing your thoughts and your feelings. The person, the woman who's very active within the community, are you guys related or anything like that, or no?
No. The child, the mom, is not a relation to me. And I think we should all be shaken up when something like this happens to a member of our community. This is our community. And if something happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. I do know the mom. I do know that she is a strong woman, that she is frequently out in the community trying to make things better for her children and family, for other children and families in the community. So for this to happen to her 3-year-old and her 7-year-old, it's incredibly tragic. I'm shaken up. I'm feeling the pain of this right now, and as Commissioner Grimalia and my colleagues up here have said, this is occurring all too often. This is not the first time a child has been killed in our community, and this is happening all across the country. But no, the family is no relation to me, but as mayor of the city of Buffalo, as a member of this community, as a father in this community, I take this very personally.
A number of you guys called out lawmakers, you know, out in Washington, D.C. and whatnot. Are you guys planning on trying to reach out a little bit more to kind of stress a little bit more about this gun violence situation?
You know, we continue to work at the local, state, and federal level on sensible gun control. We all continue to call for sensible gun control. You heard, you know, over 300 illegal weapons taken off the streets of the city of Buffalo. Ahead of last year's pace, there are too many illegal weapons on the streets, not just of Buffalo, but communities all across this country. So we will continue to call for sensible gun control. And the hope is that at some point, when something like this happens, when we lose a precious, innocent life like this, the light bulb will go off in somebody's head who has the power to do more. And they will say, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to work with my colleagues in Washington, D.C., and I will do more to support sensible gun control. That's what we need.
One more. What's your message for the Buffalo community? I mean, the weather's going to be similar tonight. Carry on as usual or be a little more cautious? What's your takeaway?
You know, again, this is another random act of violence. These children were not targeted. Our message to the Buffalo community is enjoy your families, do what you normally do as a family. Buffalo Police Department, the Erie County District Attorney's Office are making great progress on this. We believe we will find the person or persons responsible and bring them to justice. But to people who have a thought in mind of picking up an illegal weapon, to people who have illegal weapons, put the guns down. Enough is enough. It's not necessary. And what we're discussing now, the loss of this beautiful 3-year-old baby, his 7-year-old sister injured, grazed by a bullet. This is the result of people firing illegal guns at each other, and it has to stop.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.